Coach Troy Larson joining us after his team's 93-65 win over Ellsworth. Coach, how are you doing today?
Doing well.
That's great to hear. And 93-65, Ellsworth kind of struggling on this season, but you knew you couldn't overlook them heading into playoffs.
Yeah, for sure. And we were definitely flat early. We didn't get off to a very good start, and we had a lot of unforced errors and turnovers, which, you know, that's on me. I didn't have our guys ready to go. But we just talked at halftime, and we're just like, hey, you know, the learning process here is that, you know, whoever we're going to play on Tuesday, we've already beaten twice, you know, so we can't just show up though and go through the motions and think that they're just going to roll over and they'll play better than what Ellsworth did in here today. So I think we learned that lesson, and we came out in the second half, and I was really pleased with how we defended and how we got after guys, and it was a good look for us and a good first 8-9 minutes second half.
Yeah, and looking at your scoring for this game, a really good game for your sophomores, and as it being sophomore afternoon, we'll call it here. What has these group of sophomores really meant to your team?
You know, we've been blessed over the last, you know, Tim, 10, 15 years of having really good kids in the program, and this group's no different, you know, with Xavier and Kevin coming from Milwaukee and you know, Keyshawn being from Davenport Central and Dylan being from Ankeny. You know, they've just given a lot. You know, they sacrificed a lot for the good of our team. They allow us to coach them hard. They come every day and work hard and want to get better. So very proud of those young men, and they're a big time reason why we're able to be successful is the amount of work and time that they put in.
Yeah, and then looking at the rest of your scoring, great games for some of your freshmen as well.
Yeah, you know, I think guys are starting. I thought Caleb was pretty good in the second half. I thought Drew, who is a little bit deeper bench guy for us, you know, he played well, gave us good energy off the bench. You know, I thought Jonathan and Joseph were, you know, played well. Ryan probably wasn't one of his better ones, but, you know, that's going to happen a little bit too in college basketball. So, yeah, definitely pleased with the contributions we got from a lot of guys. And when you have a little bit larger lead, it's always kind of fun and nice to play a few of your deep bench guys. And, you know, they're going down the stretch. It was really cool to see Caden Norris score. He's the only guy on our team that hadn't scored yet this year. And he's, I tell you, guys like him and Tyler, Tyler Madison, I mean, they're guys that, you know, kind of deep bench guys that they don't see the floor a lot, but they come every day in practice. They have great attitudes. They're really valuable members of the team, and our guys really like him. And I thought that was the loudest our bench was the whole night when Norris scored, you know. And so they were all very happy for him, and that's just really cool stuff.
You round up the season 15-7. You think 7 losses, kind of disappointing on the year, but you're still ranked number 10 in the nation. Shows how tough a schedule you did play this year.
Yeah, you know, we feel like, you know, as a coaching staff, we feel like we maybe gave away 2 games. We felt like in a couple big games, we probably didn't play at the level that we were capable of or wanted to. But, you know, I told them, I said, it's been a nice, solid year. We're, you know, ranked high. We're going to be the 2 seed in the conference tournament. You know, so those things are all good. And you know, the special type of the year happens right now. You know, I want to say it's March Madness, but here we are in April, Tim, with COVID, so it's not necessarily March Madness, but it's something I'm looking forward to, and whether when we look back on this 10-15 years from now, probably if it's special or not will be based on, you know, how do we do from this point forward.
And how this playoff sets up, DMAC is in as the regular season yep. champions. They'll be the 1 seed. Yep. You guys are the 2 seed, so you're going to obviously hope to go as far as you can, probably cheering for DMAC along the way as well, because if DMAC meets you in the championship, you guys automatically qualify as well. But what do you kind of have your guys doing between now and Tuesday, getting ready for that first round?
Well, we'll just rest tomorrow. We're going to meet in the middle part of the afternoon and just get together and spend some time together as a team and grab some food and eat and look at the brackets and talk about who we're playing. And they'll all know, I mean, social media, it's a lot different than, you know, 25 years ago when I first got in coaching and you had to, you know, the league informed you and then you had to tell your guys. I mean, the league will have stuff posted here in probably another hour if there wasn't any night games, and so our guys will know. But we'll just get together tomorrow and talk about it grab some food, and they just need to rest. They need a lot of rest because Tuesday, Thursday, Saturday format next week, that's a lot of basketball in a short period of time, and then Monday we'll come in and do our normal day before routine, you know, prep for either NIAC or Iowa Central. It's going to be one of those two, and get our team as ready as we can, and then come out and play. And then Wednesday, walk through a few things about the next opponent, and hopefully play Thursday. And Friday, you do the same thing. So we've been, you know, our staff's been around it a little bit, you know, and we've had great, you know, some success in it. So we think we got a method that works pretty good, and it's just up to us playing well.
All right, Coach, best of luck on Tuesday. We'll talk to you then.
All right, thanks, Tim. Appreciate it.
As Coach Troy Larson, his team picks up the 93-65 win over Ellsworth.